Aurelia Valdivia is the executive director of the group Reclaim Our Schools LA. Valdivia joined with other advocates as the sun beat down on an elementary school in East LA. She said the school district needs to act on the demand for more green spaces at school.
We're here today during one of the worst heat waves in our city, during a climate crisis that's only getting worse. And we're here at Lorena Elementary School, which is one of a long list of schools in LAUSD that's in desperate need of green space and shade. Only 5% of this campus is green space. The rest is concrete and asphalt and hardscapes. And on days like today, it only makes the heat even worse. And this is having an impact on our students' health. It's having an impact on their ability to learn, and it's having an impact on their ability to play.
The United Teachers of Los Angeles Union, UTLA, has put forward what it calls its Beyond Recovery platform in the wake of the COVID-19 disruptions to education. The platform includes a series of climate proposals that call for installation of solar panels, community gardens, expanded green spaces, and tree planting at schools, and shaded and appropriate play areas for all students. Allie Lewis is a co-founder of the parent advocacy group Angelinos for Green Schools and the mother of a first and a fourth grader. She accused LAUSD of prioritizing low-maintenance school grounds,
which means schoolyards covered in heat-absorbing asphalt with barely any trees. If you think about what it feels like to be in a parking lot on a hot day, the heat melting the soles of your shoes, that is what school kids around Los Angeles experience every day at recess, PE, and after school. And what parents see every day when they pick up their kids with their faces beet red, drained from the heat of the day.
The Reverend William Smart is CEO and executive director of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference of Southern California. He said there is a racial disparity across the LA Unified School District when it comes to shade and green spaces at school. Smart said he went to see for himself the disparity between schools in poor and wealthy parts of the district.
You know, on this very hot day, here we are at this school in the middle of East LA, you could say, and right now, East LA, the East Valley, and South LA, our schools are struggling there because of the lack of green space. And as a civil rights activist that represents the tradition of Dr. Martin Luther King, there's racial injustice taking place when those schools that are black and brown students are predominating. And when you look at the white schools, you see green space, you see shelters. They had the trees, they had soil, things that are missing in our communities.
Parents, students, and educators are calling on LAUSD Superintendent Alberto Carvalho and the school board to commit to bargaining over the proposals that they and the teachers' union have presented, including but not limited to the climate justice measures. I'm Eileen Alfandere for Pacifica Radio.